The trailer on Mark Lundholm's website gives an idea of how his act deals with addiction.
How many families do you know that got kicked out of Disneyland? Did you know that Disneyland doesn't sell alcohol? My dad didn't. 15 minutes after we got there, he's on Main Street holding Goofy by the lapels. Where's the bar? Addiction is addiction. Working, shopping, jogging, smoking, blogging, smoking while blogging and jogging.
Addiction is a subject Lundholm knows well. Lundholm says he was distractible as a kid, but the term ADD wasn't used back then. He says ADD stood for all different dads in a dysfunctional family where he grew up the oldest of five children. Lundholm says at the age of 55, he still struggles with addiction in some ways, but Lundholm says he's been sober for 25 years.
The ultimate kind of bottom for me was living on the streets of Oakland, California in the 80s, and I was suicidal and about 120 pounds and long hair and foul mouth, and sometimes I miss the long hair now.
Lundholm now sports a shaved head, but says he still has a lot going on under his scalp. Lundholm says the addictions now are other things, such as a heavy workload and relying too much on caffeine. Lundholm says he tries to make his show a bridge between people who struggle with addiction and what he calls normal people.
Most people aren't addicted to anything. They're not. Most people, you know, they do things that are foreign to me, like they show up on time because they said they would, or they tell the truth without any witnesses or some kind of police statement. You know, they don't identify personally with every episode of Cops when they watch it. They don't talk to the screen and tell the criminal, run, my brother.
Lundholm says he tries to deal with the serious problems associated with addiction in a humorous way. He says there are very few taboos, but Lundholm says honesty should come with compassion.
There is a boundary I have when it comes to the collateral damage of addiction, abandonment or abuse of kids, drunk driving. There are certain things that have cost people their lives. And without being a soapbox minister type preach, reach, or teach voice, I can approach those subjects on the periphery in a humorous way.
Lundholm says there is an important message with his show, but he says the first job is to make sure that people laugh.
You know, my motive for the show coming into Kalamazoo is entertainment primarily, information or access to help secondarily, and third, trying to be an honorable spokesperson because they've given me the platform of their attention.
Mark Lundholm will perform his Night of Dysfunctional Comedy Wednesday night at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall at Western Michigan University. His performance is part of the Coming Together program, sponsored by the Community Healing Centers of Kalamazoo, the Kalamazoo County Drug Treatment Court Foundation, and Western Michigan University's specialty program in alcohol and drug abuse. Information about tickets can be found at WMUK.org.
Food addiction is tougher to deal with because food is sort of necessary, really. I mean, you never go to an Overeaters Anonymous meeting and hear, "Hi, my name's Joanne, and I've gone 6 years now with no food."
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.